Babes, a new film that just premiered at South by Southwest, is about a single woman who, after a one-night stand, gets pregnant and then decides to keep the baby with the help and consultation of her best friend, a married mother of two.
Who just had her baby for the first, like, the opening of the movie is her having her baby.
Her second
and baby. Then we get to the premise of,
Alana Glazer is the single mom, or the soon-to-be mom, the single mom. Michelle Buteau plays her friend.
Her friend who's got the two kids already, and this is the directorial feature film debut from Pamela Adlon, who has done a whopping... no other movies, but she did have
Better Things,
which was that a spinoff from the Louis C.K.?
It wasn't.
Or was it just like an off branch after Louis?
I think it was like after season two success of Louis.
I've seen segments from that show. Obviously, Pamela Adlon and the Adlons have been everywhere. If you've seen her daughters in several movies, you may not even know that they're a whole like family that's out there.
Yeah.
And I always forget that she's freaking Bobby Hill from King of the Hill. She came out with her Bobby socks, and I was already laughing from the beginning of it. And I think it's a really solid movie. I think it's very funny, and it's given me the Alana Glazer I've been wanting for a while since Broad City ended, but it's not the funniest Michelle Buteau has been.
Okay. Well, so at least with Alana Glazer, I think she's sort of been a bit wayward, it feels since Broad City. It's like, what's the next step? What's the next evolution?
Stand-up's been okay. She's done some horror, which will tie in.
Yeah. And like, obviously, personally, she's become a mom, and affected a lot of her material. This feels like it's that energy put in the right direction. She's a co-writer on this script as well.
That makes a lot of sense.
And she, I think it really is the, sort of like that Broad City-style looseness, the sort of like... optimism and enthusiasm in the face of adversity. You know, she the way that she can sort of like look at a bad situation and be like, okay, you know, that is sort of charming and funny here.
We're big Alana fans too.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you,
it's good.
Do you think the writing is like she sat down and wrote, or the camera was rolling and she just said a lot of things and they're like, okay, yeah, you're a writer now.
I mean, I think it's her.
I accept either.
She actually wrote this script.
Okay.
Yeah. She is a co-writer on it as well.
She is definitely more of a lead than Michelle is.
Yes. And it's her movie.
And it's not that I wouldn't call Michelle a co-lead though, because I still think she's a co-lead. She's crawling on the floor and she has scenes by herself as well.
Yeah.
But there are moments where in the frame, Michelle will be the side and it is Alana. What feels like, you know, freestyling, ad-libbing a bit. And for me, they work 75% of the time because I'm a big fan of her.
Yeah.
For others, they may get a little tired if you're not a Broad City fan.
Yeah.
Because this does feel like a successor to
that. If you have any familiarity with what Alana Glazer's, like, comedy project is...
Walking around New York.
you
and babbling, yeah.
Yeah, you kind of know the vibe you're going to get into here. It just, like, it's effective. I think there's, like, a raunchiness that's really, like, fun in the way that, like, Bridesmaids worked for me. This has a bit of
Apatow-ian feel.
Because... like a lot of those Apatow movies, it's like reacting to something and then, well, here's another punchline for that. Oh, here's another punchline for that. The building punchlines thing that they do. But I think just most of it hits. And, you know, I think there's a tendency with movies that are about pregnancy, that are about becoming a mother, that I find them to often be a bit too treacly, a bit too sentimental about these things, where it's like I get, new life is precious or whatever, but I think this is a movie that really like tries to undercut that whenever it can. I think they do the opposite.
After they have the baby, there's no joy. The biggest joy they find is smelling the placenta, I think.
Yeah.
And they're like, the beauty of it. Everything else is hell when it comes to raising these kids.
Yeah.
That is refreshing. I think that's what more parenting stuff needs, is reminding you, like, it's going to be hell sometimes. They're going to be tired. These two are no longer the joyful couple that they used to be. And I found the rawness of that to be a lot better. And that's what you were mentioning. Both of them having kids have decided to, you know, make their own series. I highly recommend Michelle Buteau's series on Netflix. I'm blinking on the Survival of the Thickest.
Thickest, yeah.
Sounds about right. But Alana, you know, the different projects that she had taken was completely different from the Alana we know her as. And it's not even to box her in. I gave it the chance in that horror movie, which was called False Positive.
Yeah, not the best.
Woo, that was just a terrible ripoff of Rosemary's Baby. And I'm okay with you homaging Rosemary's Baby. There's that the baby on HBO. Mm. That's an homage to it. It's just it wasn't in the wheelhouse and it did not understand what made Rosemary's Baby good.
Yeah.
Ironically... this is a better Rosemary's Baby. This is a better experience of her pregnancy and the horrors of it in a comedy than what she was doing over there in False Positive. And I'm so happy that she took another crack at it, because this is what she has to say about motherhood. And I think that's raw.
Absolutely.
Not what was going on in the other movie.
Definitely. We talked a lot about Alana and Michelle so far, who are both excellent and really, really funny good. Opposite each other. Michelle, like, kind of...
Honestly, right?
Yeah, like, she is just as, like, fluid with...
When they're not together.
As Abby Jacobson yeah. was for a lot of years. Although Michelle's whole, like... persona is a bit like broader and sillier than I think Abby's, which is a little bit more like the meek.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's almost not exactly, but it's almost like two Alanas in the situation.
A little bit, yeah.
Which it makes it really fun. But besides how fun both of them are, I think this movie's really aided by a pretty excellent ensemble cast around them. Hasan Minhaj has moments as Michelle Buteau's husband. Mm-hmm. I really loved John Carroll Lynch as the gynecologist, the Zodiac killer himself. I thought very, very funny, and has his own small arc.
Yeah.
You even have a moment with Oliver Platt that brings some of the like best drama from the film. You know, he's such a great actor. He kind of shows up and immediately you get a sense of who that person is.
He came in for one day. Killed it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you would expect, obviously. There are twins in this movie. I'm not going to say who they are.
Oh, sorry.
Or if you can. I thought that they had one of the funniest scenes. Yeah. They were great. And Stephen James.
Underrated guy.
Underrated guy. And he came in here and it just brings this spark to the movie where you are within the same genre, but it's a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
And then it's a buddy comedy. And it's staying all within comedies, but it does a great job jumping around. Mm-hmm. Not different tones, but the different realms of, again, what could be romance, what could be awkward cringe comedy, I don't know what you would call Bridesmaids in particular.
Yeah.
But it never crosses that line where it feels too crazy, because as they mentioned, a lot of the stupid stuff they do in the movie, they like name drop friends who it's happened to. They talked about stuff that's happened to them. And there's a through line in the movie, two in particular, where they're mentioning you things that you never hear about. During labor,
right?
How long it takes, stuff with the placenta,
yeah.
And then another one in you getting checked and leading up to those appointments about, you know, whatever ethnicity you are, you have to go get checked for certain diseases, yeah. And they're like, it seems kind of racist, but genetics are racist. Or I think they say genetics are racist,
yeah,
because that is what they do attack I found that was a very interesting way to approach like the things they wanted to say within the comedy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of like actual reflections on the experience of motherhood, yeah. And stuff like that that are going to be relatable for people. You know, ultimately, it just comes down to like comedy is a really personal thing, and sometimes yeah. You find a thing funny or you don't find a thing funny. I'd say I found like at least 75% of this movie pretty funny, mm-hmm. and that's like a really solid success rate for a yeah. comedy for me.
Same.
I really enjoyed my time with this one. I think this is one of the best movies I saw here. I gave it 3.5, but I'm also harsh.
You are pretty harsh, but I'm on the same one. I'm at the same level with it for you, but I think your 3.5 is probably higher than mine.
Maybe.
For sure. But I still thought it was pretty good. I think it's getting released by... Do we even know?
Ooh,
that's a great question. I'll have to search that up. But they haven't given a date, as far as I'm aware. Yeah. At least from the beginning. This is one of the big headliners that hasn't been picked up by anybody, but I assume... that you make this for Mother's Day and you got yourself at least a decent amount of a hit, because it's not older mothers. It's literally just young mothers, and it's not mothers with their kids. It's mothers with other mothers.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good perspective for the movie.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that this is going to be a really broadly appealing
Bridesmaids
movie.
Bridesmaids for moms.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, that's the
tagline
there
for
you
us.
Go.
Yeah, I think people are going to really enjoy this one. I hope people find it as funny as we did.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It's a good time at theater.
Definitely.